One of our beloved Christmas hymns, O Sing We Now Rejoice, has this one poignant question. It asks, O where shall joy be found? Now, to be upfront, that question in the hymn is a bit of a rhetorical question because it quickly answers its own question. But for a lot of us at this time of year, it's not so much an easy question to answer. In fact, it's a very serious question, maybe even a haunting question. Oh, where shall joy be found? It's a question that demands an answer, even as maybe we find ourselves struggling to see our way to a clear answer. And we look at the world around us and we think of our own lives, the pressures we're under, the guilt we feel, the tragic losses, the chaos, the frustrations, the questions. And we wonder, oh, where shall joy be found? A question that hangs in the air and spooks around our hearts and minds. Oh, where shall joy be found? Because right now, or at least at times, it's hard to answer that question. It's seemingly inexplicable. And so tonight, maybe even many nights, we sit and we watch. And we wait. Maybe we weep. And we wonder, oh, where shall joy be found? Waiting for something. There's a prayer in our evening worship. It's an ancient prayer, and it says, keep watch, dear Lord, with those who watch or work or weep this night. And give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick. Give rest to the weary. Pity the afflicted. Soothe the suffering. Bless the dying. And all for your love's sake, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, keep watch with us, dear Lord, as we watch and wait, while we weep and wonder, oh, where shall joy be found in my life, in these circumstances, at this time, in this moment. As I look at the rest of the world caught up in the joy of the season while I watch and wait and weep and wonder. I mean, I look at these words from Isaiah the prophet, they're words that it's promise and it's hope and it's future plans and it's assurances. But I watch what's happening. And I wait for things to go my way. And I wonder, God, what are you doing? I mean, you look at these words from Isaiah, these word pictures, they're all about the inevitable, the inexorable aspects of nature. Look at these word pictures. It's illustrations of baking and eating and rain and snow and sowing and harvesting, inevitable, inexorable aspects of natural occurrences, all as illustrations of the inevitable, inexorable fulfillment of the promises found in the Word of God. But when I'm going through so much, when my heart aches so much, when I'm questioning so much, when I'm under the weight and strain of so much. Even hearts of faith caught up in the seemingly inexplicable will question with Mary, how can this be? Author of the book Prayer in the Night, Tish Harrison Warren, talks about a difficult time in her life, a time of watching and waiting and weeping and wondering. She found herself in a souvenir shop. She found a refrigerator magnet that said, "Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end." Now, that statement really isn't about us trying to convince ourselves that everything's okay right now. It's not even about pretending that everything is okay right now. In fact, it's being very honest that things aren't good right now. But they will be. Listen again to the prophet Isaiah. "Yes, you will go out with joy, and in peace you will be carried along." There's reason to watch and wait. Even as we weep and we wonder at what God's plans are, watching and waiting for that something that is the very heart of the message of the cross, the message of eternal salvation in the end. Because you see, it really isn't about everything working out in this life. It's about what is to come. We watch and we wait for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The reason we continue watching and waiting, even while we're weeping and wondering, even as the world around us is so shrouded in darkness, is because the things that we hold dear by faith, the things that we cling to, are not rooted in wishful thinking. They are rooted in the almighty power of our gracious and loving God. They are as solid as a stone rolled away. It is because of Jesus, his human birth, his innocent life, his selfless suffering, his sacrificial death, his victorious resurrection, that we can be confident that everything is going to be okay in the end. And so we watch and we wait, not with skepticism and doubt, but with confidence, with anticipation, with sure and certain hope for the things that God has promised, things that he has promised to us on oath. Understand what that means, that he ties his promise to you to his very being. That means that if God doesn't fulfill it, he can't be God anymore. He is putting his very self on the line for you. Paul gives us this assurance. He says, "Indeed, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also graciously give us all things along with him?" And he does. Jesus guarantees it. He says, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace in me. In this world, you are going to have trouble. But be courageous. I have overcome the world." And that victory is not just for here, not just for now, it is for the hereafter, so that you can confidently watch and wait, even through the weeping and the wondering, knowing that the day will come when you will go out with joy, and in peace you will be carried along to the end, where everything will be okay, which is just a new beginning into eternal joy and light. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who watch or work or weep this night. And give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick. Give rest to the weary. Pity the afflicted. Soothe the suffering. Bless the dying. And all for your love's sake. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.